Welcome to the Brian D. O'Leary Show. This is your home for serious content amidst an unserious world. Okay, folks, welcome back. Brian D. O'Leary Show. Brian O'Leary back with you once again. Good to be back. Probably seen me in other places or heard me in other places. Natural Order Podcast. Today's Thursday. New Natural Order Podcast coming out today. We talk about society and government in this latest episode, episode 6. It's worth checking out. Head on over to naturalorderpodcast.com, and you can also get the link to the podcast there on briandoleary.com, which I welcome you to go to and sign up for that email list, because if I'm not podcasting, I'm usually emailing one thing or the other. And we're working on, you know, a little bit better workflow around here in this particular show. It's gotten a little short shrift as of late, but, you know, we're still moving along with all our stuff. And we got putting a lot of work on our website over at Natural Order and the podcast there. We've got several of those podcasts ready to come out for you. We try and get those out on Thursdays and potentially bonus episodes if we can. But yeah, go over to naturalorderpodcast.com and you can sign up for that email list too. I highly recommend that. We got some good emails that we've been sending out to the folks, and they've been generally liking them. So they're short and worth reading, I think. So in that latest episode, Natural Order Podcast, we talk about essentially society and government. And, you know, over there, Adam and I have a bit different views on things, but not incredibly different. But from a different place. Ultimately, a lot of our conclusions are the same, but it makes for good conversation. And I wanted to talk about today, because it's been kind of, I've been thinking about it and, you know, where I stand exactly and what I am. People have labeled me all sorts of things, and, you know, you're going to get labeled, right? In life. And I would generally say I'm of the right-wing persuasion, and I found a few different kind of definitions of what right-wing is. And generally, it's considered negative, but you start doing some reading and thinking about things and probably shouldn't be. So right-wing politics, essentially, or the whole ethos, you know, is pursuing order. And I have the podcast, so it's called Natural Order, but I guess the right wing is, you know, they pursue order. They value hierarchies, which we talk about actually in the latest show over there at Natural Order. And I value hierarchies for sure. And that values may be rooted in our culture that is shaped by not only family, but history and tradition and all that stuff. I think that's just a general outline of what you can correct me if I'm wrong. And why wouldn't you be essentially right wing? But not everybody is. And kind of the left wing way of thinking is that they pursue equality in all things, everything. And we talked about that in our show, I think it was last week, episode 5, about equity and equality and all this stuff. Left wing also, as we call now today, probably they attach themselves to this progressive ideology. You know, there's always something better around the corner or something like that. And it doesn't, well, let's just say if it tears apart the fabric of the existing order, they don't care. They want something new. It's always something new. So, again, you can correct me if I'm wrong. And their values aren't eternal, essentially. They change according to their idea of progress or progressivism or whatever. And I just don't think that's a good way to go. I don't think that's a good way to go about things. And I think there are, as Russell Kirk says, permanent things in this world, in this order. And you know, we can go on and on about it, but I essentially, you know, see, well, I guess what I was thinking about a lot is this concept of O'Sullivan's Law. John O'Sullivan, he was an aide, I believe, to Margaret Thatcher in the 80s, and he was a columnist or editor at the National Review, might still be, actually, I don't know. And he has a O'Sullivan's first law is something to the degree that anything not explicitly right-wing will devolve into becoming left-wing over time. And I see that with our entire culture. And I've talked about it in a little bit on the other show, not specifically O'Sullivan's law, but I think that it's hard for somebody on the traditional right, I guess you'd want to say, to fight back. It's kind of antithetical to our nature or way of thinking. We're always under attack. We're always on the defensive over here. So in order to make change in this society that's devolving, it's almost like you got to use, and I don't like it. And it's one reason I've kind of have a different tack to this whole thing. But I think to make lasting change, you got to use the tactics of the left to some degree. And I just think that anything resembling traditional culture is just going to go away. Maybe I'm black-pilled on that. I don't know. I've said in the past that I'm a bit white-pilled when it comes to the future of our culture and society. But more I read, man, I don't know. So what are we going to do? We going to live under the regime as it is, jackbooted thugs as they are? Or do we go out and create our own communities? Well, that's a good option. I mean, it's a good idea. I don't think it's a particularly practical one in our day and age. However, there's a, and I don't get too into this Eastern philosophy or whatever, but I had a fellow on my podcast that'll probably be coming out next week, but he dabbles in Buddhist philosophy and stuff. But this is I came across a quote by Sun Tzu, Art of War, I think he wrote or credited to the Chinese general back in the day. He said, "The wise warrior avoids the battle." And he says, "One mark of a great soldier is that he fights on his own terms or fights not at all." So one of the points of this podcast, I guess, my whole program really, is that we're fighting on our own terms. We're bringing things to light that I know and I believe. I'm not going to battle these crazy loony birds on their terms. They have to come to me. And so I'm just going to sit here and podcast and write my emails and write my books and all this stuff and just keep on going on my terms, my own terms. So, I mean, I guess you can ask all you out there. I don't know who all you are, but I suggest you sign up for my email list so we can get to know each other a little better. But what would it take to, become part of some self-sufficient community? And how small does that community have to be? Or how large can it be? Because I don't think it's happening here in California. Maybe some small part of California where I am. I mean, I'd love to eventually one day get back to Oregon, but that place is crazyville too. Massachusetts is another place I'm fond of, but it's nuts as well for the most part because it's the regime that's in charge. So what do we do? There's the Free State Project out in New Hampshire. And, I'm not entirely clear how effective that is either. And it's not particularly right wing. And, I think it's just going to devolve like O'Sullivan's Law, like I mentioned. It'll just devolve into a leftist utopia of some sort. And it's not very utopian, I guess. But that's a whole subject for another day and time. I guess why I'm fond of the political right, certainly over the political left, is because they seem to have a bit of sense, obviously some people go way too far, clearly, but I like the idea of nationalism as a concept. I'm totally opposed to jingoism that we often get as a result of, even more strident nationalism. It's not reflective. It's reflexive. Reflexive nationalism, not reflective nationalism. Because I like being an American. That strikes to the heart of who I am. I'm an American. I'm an Oregonian. And I like that. I feel like it's getting taken away from me in many ways. And I don't know how to battle it other than kind of retreating almost, or having my salvos here and there through podcasting or email. Sign up for that list. So I'm not sure exactly where we go. And I think it's part of the point of this show, really, is to explore that. And again, I talk about permanent things and tradition and stuff like that. I mean, look no further than the sport of baseball and what they're doing at that. I mean, I think it's like the most traditional sport we have in our culture. And they're just, it's been torn apart in the last, certainly several years. And I don't know what to do about that either. I just maybe keep on going there. And, you know, maybe if I get back to coaching, I always say I'm once in future baseball coach. So get back into coaching and try and do things the right way. But the power structure of the game is crazy. Rob Manfred at the top of it all, commissioner of baseball, he's a loon. Speaking of that, I think I'll have the link in our show notes if I can get that. But I have a page on monetizing the loony birds. So I just come up with things that I find rather crazy, and there's usually a product associated with it that's brings to mind and useful to people. And I'm not saying that you got to go out and buy it, but I just think it's kind of funny. I mean, mentioned in the podcast, I think, podcast or an email a while ago, how I saw this crazy lady in a crow's beak mask and two all-weather golf gloves pushing her shopping cart, dark sunglasses, in the grocery store the other day. And I just, I had to do something about it. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to fight her on her own terms, right? I'm not going to go out and be combative with a woman in the grocery store, an old woman in the grocery store. She's afraid, right? So I avoid the battle, but I bring it onto my turf, and I got my website, and can explain how crazy it is. And I think maybe right now is a time to talk real quickly about one of our new partners, which is Liquid IV. So I'm making it a point to drink more water. Water is life, they say, and it just makes me feel better. So I want to talk real quick about Liquid IV. Liquid IV is a category-winning hydration brand fueling your well-being, and their Hydration Multiplier is the one product you're missing in your daily routine. In just one stick of Liquid IV, you get 5 essential vitamins and 2 times faster hydration than just water alone. Use the stick first thing in the morning or before a workout, whenever you feel run down, after, you know, one of those long nights out or after a long plane flight, which I haven't taken one of those lately, but I know how it goes. So hydration is essential now that the summer's coming up, and Liquid IV has you covered. Once again, it hydrates 2 times faster than water alone, with 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. Liquid IV comes in 12 delicious, refreshing flavors, contains 5 essential vitamins, B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C, free from gluten, dairy, and soy. So we're cooking with gas over here with Liquid IV. Glad to have them as a partner. Liquid IV partners with leading organizations for innovative solutions to help communities both protect their water and their futures. To date, Liquid IV has donated over 39 million servings over 50 countries around the world. Get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code O'Leary, O-L-E-A-R-Y, at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code O'Leary at liquidiv.com. So I'm happy to have Liquid IV on board with the Brian D. O'Leary Show, and drink more water. I mean, it's important. So anyway, getting back to my rambling notions on right-wing politics, there's no particular right-wing politician in this society, I guess. It's one of the problems. I don't know that would necessarily be good also. I mean, because these folks come in different stripes. I would just say, I can label myself or identify myself as such. So, but there's no particular right-wing policy or politician to follow. It's kind of community-minded in in some respects. So, I don't know. So I think it's, we got to build community somehow. I mean, I think, frankly, lately I've found online is the best way to do it. But if we're looking for a place, a particular place, that's not going to cut it either. You got to retreat into your own, you get smaller and smaller. You get into your own office or desk chair. That might be the smallest unit, frankly, wherever your keister can lay for a few moments. And that might be the smallest unit that we're dealing with, and you deal with other folks on online. But that's, that works in a pinch, I guess. But it's ultimately not sustainable for a society. And it can kind of hold some threads together for a while, but it's not going to work long term. I mean, I don't know if, say, the Amish type people are necessarily right wing. I don't know enough about them. But the idea is that they have a self-sufficient community, and they're essentially apart from the regime. And the regime they can't really touch them too much. They did start making them put those traffic reflectors on their buggies or something like that. And that's about as much as they get to them. I don't know the rest of how they work, but, and I don't, that kind of thing, certainly doesn't work for a guy like me. I don't like their beard style, number one, or their hat style, but two, like I like being connected to the world in some way. I mean, I want my own corner of the world a little bit better, and I want that corner to enlarge with all the good folks out there. That'd be great, but I think we have to be vigilant, and I don't know. I think it's different. Vigilance in this case is different than what Adam talks about on the Natural Order podcast a lot. The desire for power, just raw power. That's not the way to go about it, to get power and lord it over people. No, we want community coming together, really, is how I see that happening. But I don't know. It was good to get some things off my chest today. Again, go to briandeoleary.com, where you can go for show notes. And I don't know how thick the show notes are going to be today, but at least have a link in there for Liquid IV and maybe some other things. And I appreciate your time. And again, go to briandeoleary.com for all that good stuff. And we'll talk to you later, folks. Thanks. Bye.